The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took a counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from the place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight, I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smouldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. So in the Gospel this morning, interesting, you often heard the phrase flight or fight, and Jesus seems to have chosen the flight, get out of the way. Was that cowardly on the part of Jesus? And the answer is, of course not, it was wise. Sometimes, rather than arguing with people and fighting with people, just better walk away and be quiet. Some people would describe that as taking the easy way out, but sometimes we don't gain anything by arguing. And we must also keep in mind at all times that Jesus said, what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus showed us the way. I think we sometimes forget that we kind of think of Jesus as coming to die on the cross to save us from our sins. No, Jesus came to show us the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And also, interesting in the Gospel this morning, he kept on doing what he was doing, looking after people, caring for people, curing all who came to him who were sick and in need of healing. So Jesus looked after the poor. So who are the poor nowadays? Now again, don't give that a very narrow interpretation, that it's just financially poor. People can have all the money in the world and be very, very, very poor. And many people at the moment are poor in the sense of confused and suffering because of what we're going through at the moment. We know it's affecting many people, not just financially, but spiritually and mentally. And to be aware of that, and to be to those people, insofar as we can, a source of consolation. And I have to apply that to myself too. How am I coping at the moment? And the way I cope is one day at a time. Just when we think we're coming out of this pandemic or seeing maybe some light at the end of the tunnel, we're suddenly back into it again, even worse than before. So it's very, very important what I do. I trust in the Lord, and I take one day at a time. And I keep saying to myself, and I say to you this morning, nothing in this world lasts forever, and it will pass. But as to when it will pass depends a great deal on ourselves, That's why we keep being told time and time again the importance of wearing a mask and taking all the precautions we can. So when you wear a mask, it's not just protecting yourself, but it's also respecting others. And that's what Jesus wants us to do.